Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Bill Harrison is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bill's a new friend, but we won't let that happen for very long. He'll be an old friend real soon. Bill is president of Demand Solutions, which is a global supply chain software company, and he and his organization help people like you and me squeeze a dime out of every nickel that we have. He helps us make sure that if we spend a dollar on expenses, that we get a dollar's worth of expenses and that we put as much on the bottom line as possible. And he's here today to help us learn how to do that, how to make sure we can do that, which, as you know, automatically for a small business owner means that we get to keep as many of our employees as is possible, maybe all of them. Bill Harrison, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and welcome.
It's good to have you here. I'm looking forward to what you have to say. Bill, a couple of things I've been telling my audience. I've been telling them two things, two attitudes to have. And one, the first one is what I call the small business survival attitude, and that is that I'm going to win by surviving. I'm telling them that if surviving is all you can do in 09, don't feel guilty about that. That may be a good thing for you. Number two, I've also been reminding them that somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be you. What do you think about those two attitudes?
You're absolutely right. I mean, the problem with this economy, it's an unusual downturn when you look at it. I mean, it started with the financial sector last fall, and then, of course, the automotive sector, and then you get the OEM providers. But if you look at the economy in general, what we see and what we hear all the time are the really large companies. Yesterday, Macy's announced a $7,500 cutback. And you look at Caterpillar, and you look at Home Depot, and you look at Lowe's, and you look at GM, Ford, and Chrysler, and everybody says, whoa, the sky is falling. Well, what they never talk about is the small and mid-sized enterprise. And the reason they don't talk about it is because we're a lot of companies and names that aren't mainstream yet.
Right.
And if you take that into consideration, you say, okay, if these businesses are down, people are still buying. I go by the mall. I went by the mall this weekend. It was packed.
Yeah.
So there are consumers. I mean, unemployment at 8% during the Depression, it was 24. In 1981, it was 11 to 12. So it's not like this is not an economy we haven't seen before.
Right.
And it's a cyclical economy.
There is one reality, though, that is different about this attempt at a recovery that we're in right now. And I think we are in the attempting the recovery mode right now. Even though we still got rising unemployment, I still think that overall the economy is doing its best to dig itself out of this thing. There is one thing that's different, and I think this is one of the realities that we have to deal with, and that is that the credit system is not as ready for us to come back as it has been in past recessions. Now, that's only a fact that I have to point out. That is one thing that is different from all the recessions I've been involved in, and there have been quite a few, Bill, over the years. But these are all things that we just have to get around. One of the things that I think that we have to remember about big companies too, Bill, and this is something to your point about not hearing about small business owners and what they're doing, a lot of big businesses have gotten bloated, and they already needed to cut some people. And so some of the cutting that's going on right now in these big companies is not just a reaction to the economy, but with everybody else cutting, they can trim their staff and not get beat up about it right now. There's a whole other layer of layoffs that are not really directly associated with the economy. What do you think?
Well, first, to address the financial sector, you're absolutely right. I mean, one of our customers is a large furniture retailer on the East Coast, about $250 million a year. And the first thing that happened to them last fall when the financial market turned south is they had three lines of credit with their bank. All three of the banks came and lowered their lines of credit.
Yeah,
that was the first thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for them, they just bought our software, which helps manage their largest asset other than people, which is their inventory.
Right.
And within 3 months of going live, they knocked about $5 million out of their inventory.
Wow.
Because of that, they were actually able to go take advantage of that situation and buy another retail business that was starting to fail. So
wow.
It, It works both ways.
Sometimes, at a time like this, being aggressive is the right thing to do.
I wouldn't say being aggressive. You have to be conservative, but you also have to take advantage of the opportunities.
In today's world, Bill, if you're buying a company, that's pretty aggressive.
Well, it depends. I mean,
aggressive doesn't mean foolhardy.
Exactly. That was my point. You know, you don't have to be foolhardy about it, but there are a lot of great opportunities for small and mid-sized businesses out there. I mean, if you look at the financial sector and you look at the banks, all we hear about is Merrill. We hear about Citibank.
Yeah.
We hear about Chase. We hear about Morgan Stanley. We hear about Wachovia. But, you know, yet in the state of Missouri, there's United Missouri Bank, a very conservatively run bank. They didn't get caught up in this mess.
Right. There are 6,000 independent community banks out there that have never stopped loaning money to small businesses.
Exactly, and they've always been very good about it. And you know what? If one of the big banks fail, there's a Fifth Third Bank somewhere, there's a United Missouri Bank somewhere.
Right.
It's going to come along and take their place. That's
right.
The way the economy of ours works.
Let's talk about some of the specific steps a small business owner can take. You mentioned inventory a minute ago, trimming inventory. I've one of the things that I've told my audience about in the last couple of months, and I tell them every year about this time, is don't let a stick of inventory spend the night under your roof unless it's absolutely necessary. What do you think about that?
Well, the little dirty secret about inventory is there's a term that we use in the industry called carrying cost. And what carrying cost is if you take your inventory and you say, not only do I have this much, but figure I have about 20 to 24% of that money that's going to just go bad. Because carrying cost just chews into your wallet. Carrying cost is your cost of money, your variable storage fees, your obsolescence, your engineering order changes, and all those things that happen once you have that inventory.
Theft and damage and all those things.
Exactly. You've got shrinkage built into it. So for every dollar you spend, you're really spending $1.20 to $1.24. So if you want to effectively manage something, that is, I mean, you take the people out of the equation, because for a small, mid-sized business, and that's to your point earlier, the big companies, you're right, they have a lot of fat. Guess what? Small companies, we don't. You cut one person, you're not cutting fat, you're cutting muscle. So we have to find a way to retain our people. We have to find a way to enhance our people during these times.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people use technology to do that because it's affordable now for the small and mid-sized business. It's more affordable now than it's ever been in their
history. And the scenario right now is that you can be as competitive with your little company a lot of times as a big company can be with all their critical mass. We'll come back. Bill's going to talk to us about how you can keep your people, maybe even grow your ranks with technology and other ideas. 20 after. Stay with us. Bill Harrison is our guest. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You can find my blog there, my knowledge base, askjim.biz. You can find the newsletter there. You can subscribe to that. I hope you will. This comes every Sunday afternoon by email. And also lots and lots of other stuff, archives of past interviews that we've done with all of our guests all the way back, thousands of those, articles that you can read, lots and lots of stuff that will help you. Bill Harrison is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's president of Demand Solutions, which is a global software company. Bill, give us the website and tell us a little bit about your company.
It's www.demandsolutions.com, and we are a supply chain management software company based in St. Louis, Missouri. We've got software installed in over 73 countries around the world, offices in about 28 countries, and our sole focus is to help the small and mid-sized enterprise manage their second largest asset, which is their inventory.
Right. And so, folks, I hope you'll check that out. And you got solutions for little guys, too, right?
We do. In the last 2.5 years, the smallest company we've sold to has been about $2 million. The largest has been about $360
billion. All right. I like that. Bill, one of the things that I've been telling my audience I'd like for you to talk to is the fact that a lot of these, when big companies cut down on their operations, that doesn't always mean that the work that those people who got laid off were doing It doesn't mean that that work doesn't no longer needs to be done. It just means that the company is going to figure out another way to do it. And one of the ways companies have learned how to do it is by outsourcing to small businesses. And outsourcing, you know, Lou Dobbs is always railing against outsourcing. Outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small businesses. And I've been encouraging them to find these opportunities to step in. Right now, it would be a great time to call on these big companies and see what you can do for them. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. I mean, the small business has the opportunity today they've, once again, they've never had before. Because guess what? If we need to move manufacturing offshore, or if we need to do things offshore, we can do it now as well. We can do the same things large companies can.
I know small business owners who
we can do it better.
I know small business manufacturers who are doing components of their manufacturing offshore. One guy moved it offshore and then moved it back.
Well, with the weakness in the dollar, it's a great opportunity for businesses right now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, recently in the Wall Street Journal, they had a map on the front that showed areas of the United States and counties in certain states where the exporting is actually going up because the weak dollar, it's a bargain to buy from us again.
Right.
I mean, the weak dollar isn't necessarily bad for us.
Bill, let's talk about something that helps all small business owners, because we've got a lot of retailers out there. We've got little small shops. We've got dry cleaners. We've got, you know, people who run garages and restaurants and small local companies. What can they do to lower their cost, to lower their expenses and to make sure that they don't cut the muscle out of their business, which is their good employees?
Well, first and foremost, you have to look at where you can make your biggest hits, right? I mean, number one for any company is their labor. And, you know, small business, that's just really not an option. It should be the path of least resistance. Because, and like a big business, like you said earlier, and a small business, when you take one person out, you're not taking one, you're taking seven or eight. Mm-hmm. Because we are the jack of all trades. Our people do multiple jobs. We're not on an org chart somewhere with a box that says, I do this. We're in seven or eight boxes. So you have to look to other areas. The next thing that you can do is take that next largest asset. And for most companies, it is inventory. And think about mm-hmm. this for a second. Where else can you cut expenses and increase sales? But if you do a great job managing your inventory, if you have enough of the product you need at the time you need to sell it, and not enough, you know, just enough of the stuff you don't sell a lot of, you can cut expense and you can increase your sales. And then the next part is just running your business like a true executive, looking at all of your costs. I mean, don't be foolish on things. If you're renting a copier anymore for $1,500 a month and you just need it for occasional copies, buy a laser printer for $2,000 one time.
Right.
And everybody can look at things across their business. You know, look at your postage scale. Do you really need that, or can you use stamps.com? There are so many things that a small business can do to control their costs if they just pay attention to the details. Even though we're a decent-sized company, no one buys anything in this company over $100 without my approval.
Mm-hmm.
I see them all. And that's what it takes anymore to succeed.
If you watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves, won't they?
Exactly. Exactly. And you instill a culture where people just know. So, you know, use technology. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, there's lots of technology out there that'll help small businesses. It's cheaper now than it's been in their history. You can go buy hardware. You can buy software. Find ways to make your people more productive so they can get more done with less time.
Well said. And I like what you're saying about technology. And more small business owners are doing that. They're taking advantage of technology. And I've been encouraging them to do this now for over 11 years on the show. But there's still more that can be done. And the thing about it is, you know, not only will technology prevent you from having to lay off somebody, it can help you with that. It can also help you get the leverage of another employee without hiring that employee.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, you know, from a small and mid-sized business aspect, you know, computer technology industry did a survey last October after the financial crunch.
Quickly. Go ahead.
Oh, basically 85% of small businesses plan to hire in the next 12 months.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
Absolutely.
We enjoyed having you here. Bill Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Demand Solutions, demandsolutions.com. He'll be back, I promise. I will be too, right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.